The next morning, the Princess Palinée set out to find the dragon Malinon. Word of mouth indicated that the drake had moved his nest to the south, where orchards and flocks aplenty were to be found. And so Her Highness turned her steps southward, leading her pony by the reins. She traveled without escort, for the land was at peace, apart from the terrible dragon, and she felt it high time she had a look at it. The princess paused to refresh herself in wayside inns and hamlets along her route, and it surprised her to see that many of her subjects tended gardens of their own, and that these rivaled Her Highness's in breadth and beauty. It pleased the princess that this should be so, for rather than feeling rancor and jealousy at her subjects' prosperity, she understood that their prosperity was her own, and she commended her people and entreated them to continue cultivating their gardens.